and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Before and since the pandemic, our state's economy has been outperforming the nation's. Will 2021 see more of the same? Frank Heffner is the director of the Office of Economic Analysis and professor of economics at the College of Charleston, where he joins us from by phone now. Frank, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you very much. It's always good to be on the show.
This economic forecast of yours for 2021, do you still see our state continuing to outperform the country as a whole?
Yes, we have a number of sectors that are doing very, very well. We have a number of businesses and sectors that aren't, but the South Carolina economy is rebounding, and I think we'll be very pleasantly surprised at what the end of the year numbers look like.
You're there in the Charleston area, and you recently completed a study of that area. Is that going to be a bright spot in our state?
I think so. Housing permits are up. Building is really going through the roof. People working in the building trades, anyone that has that kind of skill is incredibly marketable. The port also seems to continue to have good traffic. Whether the goods are going out or going in, of course, that matters in the long run. But the fact that there's traffic is a good sign. And we're seeing a lot of stores that are doing better. Retail sales did not plummet as much as a lot of us expected. But then we didn't know exactly what the economic impact payments would look like. So even though a lot of people lost jobs or had reduced hours, there was enough of an offset so that in the total, the market did very well. The downside, of course, is the travel industry still. So hospitality and tourism and restaurants, although many of them are coming back, but it's a while. And of course, the airline industry. And for us, that translates directly tourism first. But a lot of people forget that a lot of the traffic in the airlines that comes through Charleston is also business-related, and that's coming back.
The other sector of our economy that we are so dependent on, the manufacturing sector, how is that looking?
Well, once again, it just depends. If you're manufacturing airplanes, that seems to be a problem right now. But if you're manufacturing cars, and vans, they seem to be doing quite well. If you're doing components for many of the other durable goods in manufacturing, they seem to be doing all right. And once again, we're in a situation where getting appliances is problematic because of the disruption in the supply chain that has happened, both because of the trade war, we forget about that from a while ago, and the disruption because of the pandemic. That's put a huge backlog in the availability for a lot of consumer durable goods.
And now how about the workforce development? Prior to the pandemic, there were labor shortages in many sectors. Do you see that kind of situation coming back in 2021, or are we still a couple of years out with the significant decline that happened in the hospitality industry?
I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people's memory, we've had so much going on that you'd have to think back. It wasn't that long ago where the Charleston metropolitan economy was at about a 2% unemployment rate, and people were wondering, how can we expand if we don't have the workforce? We just don't have the people. That is no longer the case if you just look at the unemployment numbers, for example. Right now, we're running into the situation where we're running into bottlenecks in certain specific industries and skill sets, and in others, we have high unemployment rates. So again, the hospitality, tourism sector, and restaurants, so those kind of services, but many of the other service industries are doing very well. So it's not going to be a uniform growth for everyone, and so there will be a problem. But the question then is, how long is it going to take us to get back to where we were? I think the best guess for most people is about a year in terms of actual numbers of employment, unless there's another cataclysmic something going on that we haven't seen on the horizon. But I think we will see that in terms of number of jobs, yes.
Well, Frank, as always, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Frank Heffner is the director of the Office of Economic Analysis and professor of economics at the College of Charleston, where he joined us from by phone. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.